We are recording.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. It is Thursday, January 6, 2022 at 2:05 p.m. We'll call the Connecticut Interagency Drought Work Group to order. Our first order of business is seating of members. I'm going to start an opposite order right now. For Department of Agriculture, for those that may or may not be aware, Steve Anderson has retired, but we have his replacement here, Simon Levesque. I don't know how you pronounce your last name, Simon. So that was that a good guess?
Sure was. Better than most.
Terrific. So welcome, Simon. I don't know if you want to do a quick little introduction of yourself so people know a little bit about you or your background. And
sure. Yeah, I was hired by the Department of Agriculture a little over a year ago. My role is a property agent. I work for the Farmland Preservation Program. I worked, you know, sort of next to Steve. Not physically, because we haven't been in the office in a while, but we were on the same team doing farmland preservation and agricultural easements. I graduated from UConn in 2019, and I majored in environmental studies, minored in GIS, and working at the Department of Ag has opened my worldview and my view of agriculture and this interagency group is certainly one of the more interesting things that I get to be part of.
Well, great. Welcome aboard. And I look forward to working with you on this. Thank you.
Thank you.
For OPM will be myself. For DPH, Lori is on. And we do not have designees for DEEP and DESP on. So they may join us as we go through the meeting, but at least we've got that noted there. And thanks to the others that are joining us, support staff and any guests as well. With that, we do have the minutes for December 2nd to approve. If we could get a motion.
So moved.
Thank you, Lori. I will second that. Is there any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Terrific. Then moving on to item four, review of conditions. I'm going to ask Bruce to kind of do a quick little recap, and then we'll go into if anyone else from agencies or support staff have anything they want to add. So, Bruce. Might need to unmute Bruce.
While Bruce is working on that, I'll just note that Doug Hoskins from DEP has just joined.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's very thrilled.
Hello.
Oh, there might be Bruce. Are you on, Bruce?
Can you hear me?
Now I can, yes.
Okay, I had to unmute and mute back and forth several times to get it to come to grips with itself. Real quickly, I probably should show myself as well, start the video. Real quickly, it is drying up out there a bit, and where we can see it very clearly is in precipitation. At this point, probably half the state is at the precipitation trigger level for stage two, 65% of normal for 2 months. Keep in mind that when the drought plan was updated a couple years ago, that the new stage one has no criteria, no specific trigger levels. And state, but it has no official public pronouncements or anything. It's just a time to start preparing. And so that's where we are, that we are at that we're seeing dryness precipitation wise. If you look at groundwater, wells in especially the southwest and southeast corners are beginning to show below normal levels. That's over the last few weeks. Just as a point of reference, the initial trigger level for groundwater is 2 out of 3 months below normal. So we're nowhere near that. For the most part, streams are normal, but again, that northwest, southeast area is beginning to look a little dry, but not for the 2 out of 3 month criteria that apply to them. Looking at the, I'll call them artificial indexes, Palmer drought, crop moisture, and so on, they're all still normal. They haven't had time to respond. Fire danger is low, and the drought monitor still shows all of Connecticut as being normal, although Eric Lindquist pointed out that the Northeast drought early warning system people are beginning to take a look at Connecticut and the possibility of declaring part of the state abnormally dry. To get back to the whole stage one thing, one of the key things at stage one is to kind of energize the network of local liaisons, the person in each town who is designated to be the liaison to this group. And prior to things drying out, our expectation was that this meeting, one of the things to discuss was asking the folks at DEMS, DESPP, to look at updating those contacts in case there have been any changes. And so we're at a point where if you guys were to go to stage one, we might not have updated contacts yet. So you might consider not going to stage one yet and instead focus on updating those local contacts and looking at other things that would be very helpful to have in place as if drought were to increase.
That's great, Bruce. And I think that also ties into about making sure we have updates, you know, for our coordinators, especially with the municipal election that's happened. There may have been some changes from November for that, it's, you know, January is kind of a good time to kind of almost annually do that to make sure that that happens. So I'm happy I can reach out to Bob Kenny and ask him to, you know, make sure that those lists are updated and that they kind of just make contact to everybody to, you know, for an update list. So I think that's viable to make sure it happens, especially in anticipation that if we're going to need to make contact with them in the upcoming months, that we're ready to go with that. Does anyone have any questions for Bruce or any agencies or anyone have any additional condition information that they want to add in or discuss?
Yeah, maybe. I know Steve Harkey is on. Maybe Steve, if you want to add in whatever we have on the conditions of the drinking water.
Sure. As far as reservoirs go, they're still looking above normal for this time of year. So we're in really good shape for that. 34 of the systems report at 100% or more of normal. So as far as those are, you know, that's not a concern at this point. That, you know, we started off maybe about 3 or 4 months ago where we were in the 114% above normal capacity for that time of year. We've slowly dropped that down to, I think we're now, you know, 101% of normal capacity. So, you know, as Bruce noted, it has been dry. We've had periods of rain as well. And with any rain or snow that we get, the vegetation isn't soaking up. So, you know, that is going to be heading towards the reservoir. So the more rain and snow we get over the next few months to recharge stuff, the better off we'll be. But our current status is really good.
Perfect. Thank you, Steve, for that. Anybody else? Anything? Okay. And with that, we'll move on to the next item. As we kind of said a little bit before the meeting started as well, we do have a smaller group here, but I'm going to let Eric just touch base on the spreadsheet, which is posted and that we did send out to everybody earlier, just to kind of do a quick overview, Eric, of the data that's on there. And then we'll talk about a couple of next steps of how we want to either do today or hold off to the February meeting. So Eric, I don't know if you want to call that document up too, maybe just so everyone can see what was sent out if you did not have a chance to take a look at it.
Yeah, thanks, Martin. I will give a summary and call that up if I can find it here on my screen. There it is. Okay. Hopefully this will pop up on your screen so you can see it. It should look familiar to most of you as being the spreadsheet that this group had been working on the past several, three or four meetings. Basically going through the all of the recommendations by charge that the topical working group, the drought plan working group, had submitted in their report to the Water Planning Council. And so what I did is I know it was wrapped up in the December meeting, going through each of the recommendations. I was not at that meeting, but I went in there and I took all of the charges and aggregated them into one worksheet, and then made sure that as many of the columns, as many as the rows and columns that needed to be entered, data entered, were complete. Especially the priority level, whether it be future or immediate, and the already being implemented column and the agency responsibility column. So I think those are going to be probably the columns we want to focus on going forward when we determine now, after having gone through all these and entering our own review and recommendations on how to proceed based on the priority level and the responsible agency and to what degree things are already being done. I think those three things are we can take this now and sort by those columns, and whether it's today or at a future meeting, start to tease out what the priorities, the near-term priorities actually are out of those that were identified as immediate priority in the table.
No, that's great, Eric. And thank you for compiling all that into one document from the worksheets and everything. So it's a little easier to kind of go through there and be able to sort things and everything else that way. For that, one of the, anyone have any questions of Eric just on the format and the layout and everything of this? It's pretty, I think, pretty self-explanatory, you know, way we've gone through this over the past, you know, few months. And then just having this all in one big chart actually, you know, is a big help. So I appreciate your work on that, and Bruce, your work on this as well. So with that, we have a, you know, kind of a couple of options. One is because obviously we do have a smaller group, we don't have all of our other participants that have been very helpful in putting all this together. One of the next steps that we had stated we were going to do after we went through all of the charges once was kind of then to kind of do a review of all of them again to make sure we didn't miss something, fill in any blanks that were missing and everything. And so we can either, and I know everyone may not have had a chance to go through this document with the holidays, everything else happening. So we can either, you know, by agency, take time to kind of go through those individually and reconvene at our February meeting to do so. We can obviously start going through them now on this. But then additionally with that, after we kind of do that, overview once again and kind of get this finalized, we need to talk about our next steps of doing this. And I think this is helpful having it on one spreadsheet, because then we can sort by priorities. We can support, we can sort by, priority levels. We can sort by the agency that might be responsible to kind of see where we're at and how we're going to, move these recommendations forward, the ones that we want, and kind of come up with a plan. So that's kind of the, it's kind of a two-step process that we have for our next step. So looking for any thoughts or any comments on for our next steps right now.
Martin, just maybe a couple thoughts. One,
sure.
First of all, thank you. Excellent work, Eric, Bruce, you, Martin. It looks really, really, really good. Giving us some time, I think makes some sense for agencies. And I know for us, for myself and Steve, we've had no time to take a look at this. We'd love to, kind of circle back internally, step back, review it, come back thinking about it fresh in February. And maybe at that time we'll have our full team as well so that we can have a robust conversation. And with it, with a goal in February to be done with it, right? we've done a lot of work here, and we'd love to wrap it up and be able to start, making, our plan for the next, what are we doing now? How are we going to continue to, we have work to do now. We have some items that are important to address and make some changes. But I think I would like to have a chance over the next couple of weeks for us to have some time as an agency to take a look at this and then bring it back. Any comments, anything that remains, bring it back to at the February meeting for a full discussion.
Oh, great. That makes sense, Laurie. Yeah. Anyone else? One's nice and quiet, so that's good. Don't be afraid to speak, Simon. I know this is all new for you, so on here. But I think that's as you say, Laurie, is a good approach. So each agency can kind of take a look through, make sure that, we're not off on something, see if we've missed anything. And I agree, obviously if someone sees any, changes, anything that, stands out or additional pieces to get them, to Eric and Bruce, so we can either add them into the spreadsheet, note them. So at our February meeting, we can kind of get the spreadsheet finalized. And then, as you stated, Lori, taking it to the next step of, okay, how do we implement these different pieces and start, figuring out that step.
Martin, if I could follow up
ahead,
on
Bruce.
That,
yeah.
I had mentioned earlier that, now is a good time for DESP to update their local contacts. And I think that's something that we should reach out to them after this meeting and ask if they could get going with it. Undoubtedly, 3/4 or more of them will be consistent from last year to this year, but there will be some number that have to be updated, and with retirements and everything, some reconnections to be made. Beyond that, I think in addition to what you and Laurie had mentioned, it would be helpful to pick out anything that would be especially beneficial to have in place should this group need to go to, say, even stage 2 drought come February. It would, if February is, if January is as dry as November, we could be facing, conditions that warrant public notice. And so, for instance, one of the recommendations is to kind of have pre-prepared press releases. So if you recall from previous episodes of drought, from the time this group decides to declare something to the time that anything comes out of the governor's office is often 4 or 5 days. And so what we might consider doing is that, say, we at OPM could begin working on that, so that there's a, I'll call it a pre-approved document ready as of the February meeting in case it's needed. And as the various agencies are going through this spreadsheet again, if you see anything that you feel could be real useful, that maybe we ought to get working on this before the February meeting, just in case, you know, please flag it for everyone. Not flag it today because you haven't had a chance to go back and find it, but say in the next week or two, flag it so that we could be ready if it would prove useful as of the February meeting.
Oh, that's great, Bruce. Thank you for that.
I like the idea about being prepared. And I think that it does take us time to pull together a draft. And I think that that's one thing we should be prepared for. Because it also takes time to get it through like our leadership as well. I know that internally at DPH, Steve does a great job with sharing. Steve, I think it's on a weekly basis, just the updates with our leadership, with our commissioners, so that they get in tune with seeing this kind of this level of information, and they know that we're out here tracking it. So, you know, God forbid if we have to issue something in February, we better be ready, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of prep it would take, and maybe, you know, Martin, this is like in your area, but, you know, having a pre-conversation with people in the governor's office to get this sort of, you know, because it does take time, and people do get frustrated with us. You know, they think like, hey, just draft it and boom, 5 minutes, get it out to the press. Like, well, that's not how it works, right? We know it doesn't work that way. But we have to be timely. People expect us to be timely. So I don't know what the best answer to all this is, but Bruce, yeah. It's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, two things, as I, you know, mentioned, I will get a note out to Bob Kenny and to Brenda, just as a note to follow up to update the regional coordinators list. And then secondly, I think, you know, having at least a template, I think is a great thing to do that could almost kind of be pre-approved, you know, except adding in, okay, we're at this stage for these counties, or these are the guidelines for recommendations, you know, we can at least pull from the last, you know, drought that we went through for the stages and at least have some sort of starting point, at least for right now. That's, you know, we know those have already been, you know, at least language and the way they were drafted, approved, you know, through the system, but we can get those to them again, you know, governor's office to make sure that they're still okay with this, you know, style of messaging. And then it basically, we'll just be reviewing for them just the pieces that we have to add in, you know, of what stage we're at, you know.
Right. I like that. Because one of these times, it was like the governor's office said to us, well, you know, this is mostly public water system issues. You, DPH, you issue this first one. And then, you know, the subsequent ones came from the governor's level. You know, that's one thing Steve and I need to think about. We have a new communications director. He's hiring new people. They're all new. They're not used to any of this. So, you know, Steve and I will meet. We'll go over maybe some basic messaging and make sure that our communications director is seeing, you know, is used to seeing this and sort of answer any questions he might have ahead of time.
So. Yep. Perfect. Thanks. Anything else on any of that?
Yeah, I just, this is Doug. Just looking at Eric's email that he sent out just before the meeting with the updated flow chart. Thanks again. I'll add my thanks. This is a much improved, organized effort presentation. But he did make a note that a section of section four, he did assign priority levels to it unilaterally and said that we should be looking at that as a group I just wanted to point that out, either for the benefit of maybe doing it now as a group, or as seems to be the consensus, reviewing it, taking it away from the meeting, reviewing it later, and coming back next meeting in February. But I just wanted to highlight that in case Eric wasn't going to, that those priority levels need to have a closer look to make sure that they're on track.
Yeah, thanks, Doug, on that. What I think probably easiest to do is, you know, we will resend this out to everybody, make a note of that, you know, to just pay, you know, attention to that, you know, area that they were kind of just some assumptions made from that as well. Because we probably have some in some of the other areas that we may have the same type of scenarios with, where they may not have been fully discussed at the meeting. And so some other things may have been some assumptions. So it's important that, you know, each charge gets looked through by each agency, you know, to just verify the information, you know, in agreement to it. And then, you know, in any discussion that our next meeting will kind of run through each one of those charges. And just make sure in case anyone has any concerns with any of them.
And, yeah, thanks. I just want to add in, thanks, Doug, for bringing that up. And I'll just add to that, that in going through the spreadsheet under the column G, agency responsibility, there are a number of items that have been assigned to either the broad entities, as in the IDW or the WPC, or some combination of agencies, you know, two or more agencies. And that just makes it, in my view, difficult to discern who's actually, when it comes time to, you know, sit down and actually, you know, put pen to paper and do this stuff, who's the one doing it, who's going to be responsible. And yeah, I imagine, like Doug said, and like Martin has said, we can probably figure that out perhaps at the next meeting, but I just wanted to raise that for everyone's attention, that in my experience, leaving the responsibility so vague is makes for a difficult situation when it comes to actually getting things done.
No, I agree with that, Eric. Thanks. And thanks for pointing that piece out as well. And I think it's important, you know, just to couple with that as we go through this and looking at those agency responsibilities, that obviously if there's not one assigned there, we've got to, you know, really make sure that there is an agency assigned to that task, if it's one that we're moving forward with on it, obviously. Some of it may be that it's the full IDW, or that it gets sent to the Water Planning Council. There's a couple of them that we know towards the end. I know in the charge four, there's some that go to the Water Planning Council, which I've brought up to them already to make sure they're on, you know, their radar. But we do want to make sure that, you know, we do have assignments here, and that the proper agencies are the ones reviewing those and, you know, are taking the lead with it, even though there may be multiple agencies that are dealing with that. We'd have to kind of make sure there's a primary, at least, so we know for follow-up. Great. And we'll put all that into, you know, as well as a note into the email asking everyone, you know, each agency to review all of this, and we'll kind of highlight those, you know, points that were just all made. Perfect. Anything else on the spreadsheet? Okay, then we'll go to public comment if there's any. I don't see anyone. With that, I know our next meeting is, I'll tell you in a minute, February 3rd. And I don't have any other business. Does anyone else?
No.
Okay. Then with that, we would take a motion to adjourn at 2:35.
So moved.
Is there a second? You want to second it, Simon?
I second that.
Terrific. All in favor?
Yay.
Aye. Okay. Thank you all. Be safe with the storm tomorrow and be safe with all of our pandemic stuff going on. Thank you all. Appreciate your time today.
Have a good day.
Thank you all.
Guys.
Take care.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.